30 minutes later, Shane made his way down to the lake. He walked the beach simulating drunken, wobbly legs. A couple of people walking the beach saw him, recognized him, even said hello. And that was good. He needed some witnesses to his condition and whereabouts. He continued playing that grunk as he found a specially marked rowboat with an outboard motor. He pushed the boat into the water, pretending to almost fall. He staggered in the boat, turned on the gas, and pulled the starter cord a couple of times till the engine kicked in. With the determination of a kamikaze pilot, he headed out into the gigantic black lake. Glancing back, he checked out the shoreline to see if anyone was running to stop him, but there was nobody. He then turned his attention to the trees and the faraway cliffs that surrounded the lake, backlit by the unseen moon. They looked to Shane like black paper cutouts in a children's stage play. Perhaps the play about the two children that ventured into the forest and almost met their doom at the hands of a witch. Well, he thought, no sense leaving a trail of breadcrumbs. I'm not planning on coming back. He turned the throttle higher as he headed his boat out into the middle of the lake that was gripped by a thick fog. As he moved into it, the shoreline behind him disappeared in whiteness. Shane now felt completely cut off from all visible proof that he was on the planet, except for the black water that supported his Viking-like funeral ship. Looking up, the stars were now also victims of the fog that surrounded him like a spider web in a black cave. Suddenly from the bow of the boat there came a flash, and then another one. Unknown to Shane, the strobe light had been activated by remote. Soon a speedboat zeroed in on Shane. He could hear the sound of it approaching him in the white distance. It seemed that Jessup's plan for him to fake his own death was working.